story we can have somewhere, maybe in the beginning somewhere there with Pio and his, maybe his old friends there, who some of them are now alcoholics, but they can't admit that, they can't confess that. They come with all kinds of little tricks there. It's just social. And so he's sitting there in a pub with them, drinking non-alcoholic, and they think he's weird because of that. And he said, you know, you drink what you want, and you eat what you want, and you smoke what you want. What can I say? I just don't like it, this fermented stuff, and that poisonous smoke. Well, tend to make you addicted first, and we all know that, of course. But you know, this alcohol, it's a sly little devil. And it doesn't make you happy. Makes you sick, makes you unhappy. And the guy says, oh, I'm happy. He's drunk. He's, you know, old classmate of Pio. And they're sitting there now, and there's a harm that it could be in the beginning when he's first going there. And and he's saying, you know, that's the thing. Well, maybe another friend tells him that, who is hanging out with him. But he is right, you know, because think of it. You only speak like this when you had a couple of glasses. When you haven't had those, you always complain that life is hell and it's all bad and there's no God, because how could God allow this? And because this dim, darker stage of consciousness that you are in now, this is Peeling and talking, that you are in now, has become your reality, you think, your normal life. But it's a false happiness. And the rest of your life out there with your friends and family is dwindling, is suffering. and your happy world. And you're back into the fog again, as you call it. It's not shared by us others. Only by others. Like you. By those who sit on that bench in the park. With the brown paper bags next to them. And it's quiet. And one guy is drunk, he said, you know that, but it's not just a fog. I get good ideas. We speak about deep and important things. Sometimes, says one guy who's also doubting how important and wise they actually are, their discussions. And then maybe a woman sitting there speaking up, saying, you know, hey guys, I'm the driver here. And honestly, what you guys talk about all these nights, and that you practically have been repeating for the past 50 years, because they are now in their 70s, it's not very wise. Not even nice. It's boring. And your fantasies about writing those poems and songs and books and building this or that fantastic thing or changing the world. What became of that? You see, he's right. This is reality. And if you come back to reality, you become happier. That's just how it works. Maybe Pio says the last one.